Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Moving is Murder by Sarah Rosette, narrated by Gail Shallon. Chapter 1. Light bled across the horizon, but it was still night below the towering pines, where the figure in black slipped up the driveway toward the slumbering house and slithered under the parked minivan. A small flashlight beam illuminated the engine and its hoses. The beam found the right hose and followed it until it was within reach. Metal glinted in the light. A small prick, not a slash, produced a drop of brake fluid that bubbled out and dripped to the ground. The figure twisted around and repeated the procedure on the other hoses. The person allowed a small smile as tiny puddles formed. With a backward push, the dark form emerged from under the van, grabbed the knife, and shoved it into a deep pocket, before joining the early morning joggers, trotting through the still neighborhood. Nothing had gone wrong. Yet. It made me nervous. Something always went wrong when we moved. There was the time our mattress became a sponge in the mover's leaky storage unit, and another time our handmade silk rug vanished from our shipment. But so far, our move to Vernon in eastern Washington State had been uneventful. I set down a box brimming with crumpled packing paper that threatened to spill over its edge like froth on a cappuccino, and watched the moving van lumber away. Its top grazed the leaves of the maple trees that arched over 19th Street, making the